Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yes, I was told by my wife I need to be a little bit more positive on Monday, so here, I'm trying it out. How do you feel about it? Yeah, it's still Monday. But hey, it's February 16th, 2015. All the best technology news from over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Could be a little less today, though. There wasn't a whole lot going on. BBC listeners of Mr. Zane Lowe, I've got some sad news for you. Looks like Mr. Lowe is gonna go. And where is his greener pastures at? Apple! That's right, according to BBC, Zane Lowe is reportedly leaving the broadcaster for Apple. Zane is known for his radio show in the UK, and actually abroad too, if you're listening online, particularly putting forward new and unheard talent. Mr. Lowe's last program is going to air on March 5th, according to the BBC, but there are no details about Lowe's position or responsibilities when he heads over to Apple. In a statement, Mr. Lowe said, "I want to thank everyone at Radio 1 for their support and friendship. The station allowed me to share incredible music with the country's best music fans." Basically saying, "Eh, screw you, BBC. Apple pays better." While we're talking about Apple, according to the folks over at Reuters, that new Apple car that we keep hearing things about? Well, apparently it's going to drive itself. That's right, we're going to have our very own Knight Rider on our hands soon from the iCorporation. Although, according to Reuters, don't focus so much on it's a car thing. Focus more on it's a software thing. Apple is more interested in owning the operating system and interface, not really all about the car. Saying there's more money actually to be made from the software operating system than from the car itself. So if Apple is totally just concentrating really on the operating system for this thing, hopefully it's not being powered by Apple Maps. Chances are that new car will probably go off a cliff. Apparently Google has been no help for the last year. That's with their lesson marketplace helpouts, that is. Yes, the Google Helpouts video lesson platform will be shutting down April 20th. Aww. In an official announcement on Google+, chances are you probably didn't see it since it is on Google+, the company stated that the service hadn't grown at the pace they expected. So it's time to say a sad so long to the application and the community. Google says that the people that are in the community can download their helpouts history using Google Takeout starting on April 20th, and you can get that all the way to November 1st of this year. Time for your BTN hacker news. Hackers are back again. Hey, hackers are around every week, aren't they? Well, this week, hackers attacked banks in Russia, Japan, the US, and Europe, and they've all fallen victim to a massive, sophisticated malware hack. According to the New York Times, more than 100 banks in 30 nations have been affected by the breach, and about $300 million was stolen in the process. Funny enough, no banks have actually come forward to acknowledge the theft, but experts are saying the attack potentially is one of the largest bank heists ever. The New York Times, however, did point out the majority of the banks affected actually were in Russia. But the hack is widespread and is apparently ongoing. The FAA in the U.S. has chimed in on some new drone rules. The proposed set of rules for the unmanned aircraft systems, yes, drones. The FAA has now said it's okay for some commercial flights. If you are a commercial drone pilot, you're going to have to be certified, of course. That's going to cost you about $300. And you've got to stay under 500 feet, and that's during daylight hours. Plus, you've got to keep your aircraft in sight at all times. They're saying applications will include real estate photography, precision agriculture, search and rescue, law enforcement, and bridge inspection. However, Amazon's going to be left out of the loop on this one. FAA says no to remote package delivery. Poor Amazon. Guess you didn't do enough lobbying, did you? And finally, NASA is warning this century could be one crippling mega drought. NASA's published the most robust study looking at drought predictions. NASA has published its most robust study looking at drought prediction. And the news ain't good. No, it ain't. They're saying the American Southwest could actually experience a landscape-altering mega drought due to rising carbon emissions and that little thing called global warming. NASA climate scientist Ben Cook says that recent droughts like the ones ongoing in California and the Southwest, and historical droughts like the Dust Bowl in the 1930s, said that these are naturally occurring droughts that typically only last a few years, maybe a decade at the most. New predictions, however, are saying due to climate change, we're going to see droughts that could last 20, 30, or even 40 years. So is there still time? Probably not. Even if we stop all greenhouse gases from increasing by 2050, we're still looking at about a 60% likeliness of a mega drought. But hey, let's look at the bright side. If you're into hauling dirt or just collecting dust, good times are coming for you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swiger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show to get you caught up on what will happen over the next 24 hours of the best news and technology. But until then, do your best to have a good Monday. And thank you very much for listening.